This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. How many people were here on New Year's Eve? Amen. New Year's Eve was so good. And this New Year's, God spoke a word to us, seeing the overflow. Say it with me today. Seeing that God has so much more for us, and he wants us to catch the vision. He wants us to see all that he has in store for us. So it's about catching this vision. It's about having a higher revelation that God wants to do some incredible things in our life. Not less than enough, not just enough, but more than enough. That's what the Word of God says, right? And so this was such a blessing on New Year's Eve that I really felt in my spirit to just continue in this same vein and to talk about this and just kind of camp right out here on this revelation and talk about seeing the overflow. How many are believing for God to overflow all the good things that's going on in your life? And so if you will, go with me to Luke 5, and I want to talk about when Jesus called the first disciples. If you'll go there with me, Luke 5. And it says, one day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. And he noticed two empty boats on the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, go out where it's deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. And verse 5, Simon replies, Master, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets again. And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. And a shout of help brought their partners on the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. So Simon Peter realized what had happened, and he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man. For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, and as were the others with him. His partners James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. And Jesus replied to Simon, don't be afraid, for now you'll be fishing for people. And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. So this is the introduction that Peter, James, and John get to the ministry of Jesus. This is their first moment, their first experience, the first miracle that they see is a miracle of overflow. And on the heels of this revelation, of this demonstration, of this miracle of overflow, then he says, now come and follow me. So as a foundational revelation, as a foundational mirror, image that he gives them, he says, now follow me. Now that you've seen what overflow is all about. But let's back up for a minute. Before we get to this and we talk about how the blessing was so great, the anointing for overflow was so much on Jesus' life that their nets were actually tearing and their boats were actually sinking. Their business did not even have the full capacity to support the blessing that God was putting on them. How many would like to see that type of overflow in your life in this year? And so when God does something, when Jesus does something, it's never just enough. It's more than enough. Actually, what will happen is you'll be challenged to have to switch things around in your life to be able to handle the blessing that God has given you. Actually, one of the first words that God gave Pastor Corinne and I when we took over the church was, you need to increase the infrastructure of the church, because right now the current infrastructure isn't enough to be able to handle the blessing that I'm trying to give you. And if you'll receive it today, that same word is for you, that you need to increase the infrastructure. You need to change things around in your life because God wants to give you something so much greater. It said Peter was awestruck by the amount of fish that were caught. This was a professional fisherman. This was somebody that was doing this every single day. But yet the blessing was so much, the nets were tearing, And not just his boat, but his boat and his partner's boat were both sinking. Overflow. But how do we get there? Let's take a moment. It says when Jesus showed up, these men were exhausted. They were working all night. Not a quarter of the night, not half of the night, all night. Look at somebody say, all night. So they were exhausted. And so my point to you today is maybe you're exhausted from the previous season that you've been. You've tried some things on your own. You've tried to work some things out. You tried to move forward in your vision or some business things, and it just didn't pan out. And so maybe you're tired. Maybe you're mentally exhausted. You've spent all of your different strategies, and you pretty much said, it's not biting. It's not happening. This is where Jesus finds the disciples. And so where does he start? Does he start with giving them a miracle? No. He sits in the boat and he teaches. Let me tell you, before you experience the blessing and experience the miracle and experience the place that God wants to take you, first God has to show you a new revelation. First, God has to give you a new way of thinking, because the way that you're thinking will only allow you to sustain at the level that you're at. If you want to go to a new place, you have to learn something new. And so Jesus first begins to teach. You can't go where God has called you to go until you learn something that you need to know. And we just had the Star Wars movie come out. How many Star Wars fans do we have? I got my hands up. I love Star Wars. But in the old Star Wars, Yoda said, you must unlearn what you have learned. And so often we have learned things the wrong way, and God wants to change that. God wants to tweak that. Romans 12 says that let your mind be renewed or be transformed by the word. And so God wants to give you a word. God wants to give you his word, and he wants to give you a prophetic word, and he wants to change the way that you're seeing things. Because unless you begin to change the way you think, you won't be able to see what the overflow that God has for you. And by the way, there was never any lack in Jesus' ministry. Read the Bible, read the New Testament. You'll never find lack in Jesus' ministry. There was a need to feed 4,000 people. Jesus said, no problem. There was then a need to feed 5,000 people. Jesus said, no problem. He fed the people and there were food left over. There was overflow. This is what God wants to do with us this year. So this is where Jesus starts with the disciples. First thing, change your thinking. Say it with me. Change your thinking. To see the overflow, you have to change your thinking. You may be exhausted like the disciples were when Jesus found them. But if you can change the way that you see things, you can begin to see the overflow. You can begin to understand and perceive what God wants to do in your life. You see, the Holy Spirit can move upon you. He can stir upon you to be able to prophesy. He can stir upon you to be able to speak in tongues. He can stir upon you to be able to lay your hands on the sick and the sick be healed. And he can also stir upon you to have overflow in your life. And I think so often we've forgotten this. And so people, even great Christians, they settle for just having a healed body and a good spirit. But God wants for us to abound, the scripture says, in every good thing. He wants us to overflow. This is what the apostle John said after firsthand watching Jesus' ministry. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray that in all respects that you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. How many respects? All respects. That you would prosper in your finances, in your family, in your health, in your relationships, in your ministry endeavors. We serve a big God, and he wants us to prosper in all respects as your soul prospers. So as you are emotionally and spiritually growing, God wants you to also prosper in every other good area. How many say amen to that? Amen. So maybe, though, you're coming today and you're saying, I've tried everything in my ability. These fishermen had tried everything in their ability. They were exhausted. They had exhausted every strategy, every idea that they had, and they had worked all night. But Jesus shows up with the anointing to overflow. Somebody say overflow. So what does Jesus do second? We know Jesus first, he sits down in the boat and he teaches. He gives them a new way to look at things. He gives them, he changes their mind. He helps them change their mentality about things. What's the second thing he does? He gives a new strategy. First is a new way to think. Second is a new strategy. Somebody say it with me, new strategy. And I hope somebody gets this today, because God is about to give you strategies to take the regular circumstances that are already around you and cause it to be blessed and to overflow. And God is about to release not just a revelation that you can overflow, but also a strategy to overflow. So Jesus, he sits down and he teaches. He gives them a new way to think. And then he gives them a strategy. But he's going to ask you to do things differently. He asked Peter to do something a little bit different than he had been doing. And we can't expect to do the same thing that we've been doing before and get a different result, right? Doing the same thing and expecting a different result is what? Insanity. But doing a different strategy that God has given you, God will ask you to do things differently. God wants you to overflow, but he's going to ask you to do things differently. And so God says, go out where it's deeper and cast your nets. Jesus gave them a new strategy. And so God is going to begin to, in this season, if you'll be ready, and we're about to go into a time where we're fasting, and if you'll just let your spirit be open to him, he wants to give you some new strategies. Not just the revelation that you can overflow, but the strategy of how to do that. But here's the problem sometimes is, you see, Peter's first response to Jesus' command and his new strategy is what? An excuse. Oh, we've been fishing all night, Jesus. I'm exhausted. How many have ever given an excuse to God before? God was kind of tugging on your heart. God was saying, hey, I got something for you. You say, God, I kind of tried that already. I'm kind of, that's really just not my thing. I tried it before and realized that's not me. And so Peter gives him an excuse. And sometimes when God is trying to do something amazing in our life, we give an excuse or a complaint. Sometimes even after a season of God teaching us something, we still don't get it. We're still given an excuse. Jesus himself sits down in the boat. The truth is coming from the truth giver, the ultimate truth giver. And he's dishing out the greatest revelations firsthand. And then the first opportunity to apply what they've learned, and Peter gives an excuse. We do this sometimes. We give an excuse when God is trying to take us to a higher level. He's just got done teaching about this new way to look at things. And the first opportunity that Peter gets to exercise it, nothing. It's not just about having the revelation. You have to have activation. You can have all this information about God, but you also have to have the faith to act on it. God challenged Pastor Corinne and I to give to sow the biggest seed that we've ever sown in our lives for first fruit. Now, we had a revelation of sowing. We had a revelation of giving. We even had a strategy. God gave us a number that challenged us. But until we activated it with action, nothing happened. And let me tell you something. Nothing is going to happen in your life if you don't activate what God has given you. There's got to be some faith. There's got to be some faith action in our lives, because just the revelation alone and the strategy is not going to bring the overflow in your life. I'm sorry to tell you today. We can all shout and give high fives and say overflow, overflow, overflow until we're blue in the face and we walk out of here and things are going to be the same if we don't have obedience to whatever God is telling us to do. The difficult part, we had the revelation about giving. We had a strategy, a number to give, but here was the difficult part. New Year's Eve, we had to actually take the money out of our account and give it. See, the difficult part was Peter, we just washed our nets. We just been fishing all night. You want me to put the net back in the water? We're exhausted, Jesus. There had to be action to activate the overflow. Even though they were exhausted, even though the strategy from God didn't make sense to them logically, they decided to let down their nets. There has to be obedience to God even when it doesn't make sense in the natural. Peter was in essence saying, Jesus, I do this every day. I'm kind of a professional at what I do. And I've done all the strategies that normally work. And I'm telling you, the fish just aren't biting. Maybe today you're saying, I hear what you're saying, Pastor. I see what the Word of God says, but it's just a bad market right now. It's just things are just kind of a little bit complicated right now. I just don't have enough money right now, or I don't have enough open doors right now, or I just don't know the right people right now. And we start to give excuses. But we have to have, if we want to see the overflow, faith and obedience. What did Peter have? Peter had faith and obedience. Faith and obedience. We have to have faith and obedience to activate the overflow. God wants to take your natural circumstance and introduce supernatural overflow. Jesus took a regular businessman and a regular business, and he put his supernatural power on it and caused overflow. I want to tell you that God wants to take what's natural in your hand and bless it and cause it to overflow. How many would like to see that? And this is why we have to allow God to change the way we think. Because the way we're thinking right now, oh man, I'm exhausted with this situation. I'm exhausted with this problem. I'm exhausted with this person. I'm exhausted with this thing. I'm exhausted with this job. But then we get a higher revelation and we get a strategy from God, and it changes the way we see everything. And then we see the possibilities that God could bless us here, or God could bless us there, or God could bless us this way, or God could bless us that way. I'm raising my level of faith because I think that all things are possible for those that believe. And now my faith is at a higher place, and then I'm ready to receive a God strategy. Now he's going to tell me which of these things that I thought of, or maybe some I ain't even thought of yet. A God strategy. But I have to activate it with what? Faith and obedience. I got to activate the overflow with faith and obedience. What do you have in your hands that's natural that God can bless? What do you have in your hands that's natural that God can put super on? See, far too often we're looking for the clouds to part and the we're looking for the King of Kings theme song to happen. More than often, it's God taking something natural in your life and causing it to be blessed and to overflow. Peter had faith and obedience after he worked through his doubts and his rationalizations. He activated God's strategy with faith and obedience. So my prayer for you today is that after, if you can work through these the doubts and the logical part of your mind and thinking, that you can get to the place where you have faith and obedience to what God is showing you in this season. Luke 5. Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he's looking for somebody he can use. He's looking for somebody he can work with. Yeah, he's preaching, he's teaching, but at the same time, he's looking for somebody that he could work with. Can I tell you that Jesus is, he's looking today for who he can work with. Is there some people that he can work with, that he could bless through? And he can bless you, yes, and he can bless through you. And this isn't a new thing with God. God's been doing this all along. It says in the very beginning that God found a man, and that man's name was Abraham, and that man had some faith, and he was able to work with that man. And he said, I'm going to bless you to be a blessing. Not just going to bless you, but I'm going to bless you so you can be a blessing. I'm going to put overflow on you. And actually, the blessing's going to be so great that your descendants, you won't even be able to count them because you're going to overflow. You're going to be blessed to be a blessing. So God is looking for, Jesus is still looking for somebody that he can work with. People that he can work with. Somebody that can catch the vision and catch the revelation of overflow. And hear a strategy in this season and apply faith and obedience. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to just think of what God, even at the tip of the iceberg of what God wants to do in this year. God wants to so bless you that your blessing can overflow on others. See, I think so often we're missing it. We're missing it. We're missing it. Abraham was a blessed man. He never lacked. Jesus, he never lacked. He walked in an overflow. And God wants us this year and moving forward to see the overflow in our lives. Through all this teaching, through this series that we go through this month, it's not just about having a series that's cute and got a cute title and whatnot. It's about camping out right here on this revelation so that we can get it, so it can sink into our spirit, so it can become a part of us, so that we begin to understand that there is more, that God has more. He wants to bless us so much that we're a blessing to others. He wants for his blessing to overflow on us, that it's a blessing to others. That is the vision. But walking in overflow is more than just a declaration of words that we say on a Sunday. It has to be coupled with faith and obedience. It's not just a shout and a hallelujah. That's important. It's got to be coupled with faith and obedience if you want to walk in the overflow. James says, faith without works is dead. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. You see, without faith, we'll never see the overflow. We can preach about it. We can high five about it. We can shout about it. But if we don't have faith action, if we don't have that obedience, God is about to give a strategy and a revelation that are going to bring so much overflow into your life. But you got to have faith and obedience. Be the person that catches the revelation and responds with faith and obedience. Will you bow your heads with me today? God, I am so encouraged in my spirit because I can see the vision that you have for your people. It's a vision that they overflow. Not that they're struggling, but God, that they abound in every good area of their lives, in their marriage. They're overflowing. If they're single and they're looking, God, they find the right mate. God, if they're in their finances, God, that they're blessed and they're overflowing. That they have peace in their life. That they're not wrecked by stress. God, that they found joy. God, I thank you that your desire is that we overflow and abound in every good thing. And I thank you, God, it's your desire that we prosper and be in good health. Just as our soul is prosper. Not that we just prosper on Sunday and we have a great Sunday, but we have a great Monday and we have a great Tuesday. And every day, God, that you're filling us up and we're overflowing, God. And Father, thank you, God, that we would catch this vision. God, your vision. It's not something I came up with. It's something you. God, it's in your word. It's something on your heart in this season, God, that we can take that. We can run with that. Father, because your desire and your design for our life is great. So God, challenge us. Renew our minds according to your word. Let us see what you want us to see. God, give us strategies in this season. Let us look at our circumstances and problems with a whole new light. God, give us strategies to be fruitful and overflow. And lastly, God, stir up our faith and obedience. That once we know what you're saying and what you're doing, give us the courage to take action. Let this be an action year where we take action and we see overflow. And maybe as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I hear what you're saying, but I know first and foremost I need to get right with Jesus. I need to get on the right track with Jesus. I somehow got off course. I was doing things my own way, and I need to come back into right standing with Jesus. If that's you, just slip up your hand. Amen. 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 There's nothing like saying yes to Jesus and beginning your journey with Him. If you slip up your hand, I want you to repeat this prayer with me, and everybody, you can say this in agreement. Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for doing it my way. I'm sorry for my faults and my failures and my sins. Jesus, forgive me. Apply your perfect work of the cross on my life. Thank you today for saving me. Thank you for guiding me in this journey. Jesus, teach me how to walk with you. Jesus, teach me how to overflow in every good thing. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him praise. Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.